Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life, even when it comes to money and work and our jobs and careers. And that's what I'm talking about this week. I'm Pastor David Gennaro. Yesterday, I told you that the Bible says that there is a way you can get rich fast, get rich without much work, and that is lying, injustice, and robbery. Those are our three different things. The book of Proverbs says if you use those things, you'll get rich fast. However, it won't last. It won't be satisfying. It will ultimately lead you to fail in life, even if for a fleeting moment you have riches. And so Proverbs warns against that. We looked at how dishonest money dwindles away, but whoever gathers money little by little makes it grow. That's Proverbs 13:11. So the Bible does encourage us to work hard, to save, to gather money, and to want to pursue wealth in moderation. That's the key. So I've seen books out there that say, you know, here's the book of Proverbs. It has the secrets to how you can become really rich. And I'm thinking, really? How do you study Proverbs and take away from it secrets of how to get rich? Because the book of Proverbs actually says we should not desire riches. The author of Proverbs says, give me neither poverty nor riches. So that means that we shouldn't desire poverty either. I mean, there are some who pursue poverty for some spiritual reason and have a reason for doing that, but we don't need to do that. Nor should we desire riches. We should want to have some wealth, and we see a lot of verses in the Bible about that. And it's smart to invest. It's smart to save. That way we can have to give to others. That way we don't have to be a burden on others when an emergency comes up and others have to take care of our problems. And the Bible encourages work and production. So, you know, we don't need to be poor, but we don't need to desire riches either. The Bible also says there are things that are more important than money. Obviously, the goal of life is not to accumulate as much money as you can. The goal of life is to glorify God. But even besides that, you know, there are other things that are valuable that we can measure wealth by other than our bank account. So, for instance, Proverbs 22 verse 1 says, a good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver or gold. And that's one of the reasons why lying, robbery, and injustice are not things you want to do to pursue wealth, because there are things more important. A good name is more important. Or Proverbs 31 verse 10 says, a wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. So, and there are many examples of this in Proverbs. There are other ways of measuring wealth. You can have the blessing of a peaceful marriage, for instance. That is a blessing. That is a kind of wealth in your life that you can't put a dollar sign by, but it is part of wealth. Now, I also think, and I want to just say this verse too, that there is a place for having wealth. Proverbs 10:15 says, the wealth of the rich is their fortified city, but poverty is the ruin of the poor. So all of this is about balance. Paul writes in 1 Timothy that the root of all evil is the love of money. And so money and the desire for money, the pursuit for riches, not the pursuit of wealth in moderation. That's what the Proverbs is talking about. It's saying, you know, I should want to save money for retirement so that I'm not a burden on my children. I should want to save money so that if a medical emergency comes up, I don't have to run up the credit card bill. I have you know, the fortified city that this is talking about, that protection, so that I'm not depending on others. So there's a reason to want wealth, but too much wealth is going to take your eyes off of what's important, glorifying God in your life, and is going to distract you from pursuing to pursue with a passion what really counts in life, which is glorifying God primarily through loving others. And when you're pursuing money and you're willing to step on others to get money, then you're going the wrong direction in life. You're following a dead end. But having said all that, Proverbs does give instructions for those who want to gain wealth wisely in moderation. How should we go about doing that? Let me go through a list here. Number one, Proverbs 3, verse 9 says, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. So, first thing I'm going to say is we need to spend our money on things with eternal value. How much money should you spend? Well, the Bible says here, the first fruits of all your crops. Now, you may not be a farmer. Maybe you are. I don't know. But what this means is with the first part of your income, you say, you know what? My first priority with the money I make is to give it to things with eternal value. This is what Jesus says. He says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And so that verse means that we can't make our heart want the things of God and not the things of this world. What we need to do is put our money where we want our heart to follow. And so if we are giving to the things that are building up the kingdom of God regularly and as a proportion of our income, our heart's going to want to go there. And that safeguards us from allowing the pursuit of money to distract us from what's really important in life. And so having a habit of setting apart every time you get that paycheck, you say, okay, I'm going to take the first part of it here, and I'm going to give that to things that are serving the kingdom of God. That's going to be a protection for you so that your pursuit of wealth does not become dangerous to what's important in life. Should it be 10%? I think I talked about this recently. That is the biblical model. We see that before the law was given in the Old Testament. We see that that was Israel's requirement. That is not a requirement for all Christians to give in all circumstances, no matter what your financial circumstances. Does the Bible say you have to tithe? No, but my question is always, if you're going to give less than 10%, and it is at all possible for you to give 10%, why wouldn't you? What is keeping you from giving that, whatever it is you need to give to get to 10%? Is it not that you love the things of the world more than you want to pursue God? And so you're in that danger zone. I think 10% is the number we should shoot for. Maybe you can't give 10%. Maybe you have a valid reason why you can't. Okay, but make sure that you really either can't do it or you've really thought through it and know there's a valid reason why I shouldn't give 10% right now. So I just ask you to ask yourself those questions. All right, I'm trying to go through a list here of principles from Proverbs on wealth. So that was number one. Number two, Proverbs 22, verse 7. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. What's the message there? Stay out of debt. Don't put all kinds of money into paying interest on credit card bills. I know sometimes you have to because of a medical emergency or something like that. That's why you should be saving. Very often people go into debt because of an emergency bill. Well, what were you spending money on before the emergency? Is it possible for you to set aside $100 a month? Because over time, that's going to build up, or $200 a month, or whatever you can do. Know that the emergency is coming. And the big bill is coming. And so start planning for that now so that you don't become ruled over by the lender. And that is a really important principle to get ahead when it comes to storing up wealth. Can you use credit cards? I think so, but have a very good reason why you're carrying a balance. I pay off my balance on my credit card every month. I'm blessed that I have been able to do that consistently for quite some time. There really are not very many circumstances where you should run up a credit card bill you know you're not going to be able to pay at the end of the month. That would be breaking this principle of wisdom that's going to help you financially in life. All right, well, I have six more principles to get to. I'll run into those or continue with those tomorrow. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.